With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Here on Tiger Basketball, at home last night, doubleheader hosting Rapid City Central. Girls game, Rapid City Central took the lead early second quarter, led by as many as 14 in the second half. Huron did get the lead down to 2 points on two occasions in the fourth quarter, but didn't get any closer. Rapid City Central knocked down some free throws, and they defeat Huron for their first win of the season, 43-39. For Huron Hampton Hines, Hilton Hines had 11 points apiece. Huron 1-3 on the season. In the boys' game, it was a low-scoring first quarter, just 5-1 Huron, but then Huron rolled from there and cruised to a 53-27 win over Rapid City Central. Gavin Moding, the only double-figure scorer for Huron with 12 points. Huron boys now 2-1. They host Rapid City Stevens today. We'll get to that schedule coming up. James Valley Christian swept a doubleheader from Sunshine Bible last night in the girls' game. James Valley defeats Sunshine 54-22. Kaylee Robinson, 16 points for the Vikings. In the boys' game, James Valley Christian 59, Sunshine Bible 35. Jared Wallman, 19 points to lead James Valley Christian. Trey Tiemann had 20 points for Sunshine Bible. The rest of the scores, girls basketball, O'Gorman rolled over Jefferson. That was number one against number three, but O'Gorman just not letting anybody score. OG 42, Jefferson 16. Mitchell defeated Stevens 57-47. Stevens, of course, coming to Huron today. Brandon Valley 61, Roosevelt 29, Harrisburg 61, Washington 54, Aberdeen 54, Spearfish 47, Pier 51, Sturgis 13. Boys basketball scores last night. Area, Woolsey Wessington defeated Highmore Herald 72-52. Elkton Lake Benton 63, Iroquois Lake Preston 40. Sharks got 16 points apiece, Josh McMasters and Lucas Pesky. Double A boys, Lincoln 79, Yankton 44, Harrisburg 51, Washington 40, Aberdeen 62, Spearfish 42, Pier 73, Sturgis 59, O'Gorman edged Jefferson 58-54, Mitchell 52, Rapid City Stevens 41. Hockey last night, Huron boys hosted Brookings. Brookings, an 11-1 win for Huron. Ethan Bush had the goal on an assist by Ryder Casper. South Dakota State Jackrabbit football is returning to the FCS National Championship game, and they made no doubt about it last night. They took control early and in the semifinal blasted Albany 59-0. Rabbits go to Frisco after the new year, and they will play the winner of today's other semifinal game, North Dakota State at Montana. A look at the schedule for today. As I mentioned, Huron hosting Rapid City Stevens doubleheader today. Now, the schedule starts at 10 o'clock with the JV game, so not that far off back on the court. Boys are at the arena. Girls are at the middle school gym, JV at 10 o'clock. They're hoping to tip off the girls at 12:30, followed by the boys. We'll be on the air 12:10 pregame on Tiger 95. Other area doubleheaders today, Sunshine Bible and Sioux Falls Lutheran, Hitchcock Tulare at Langford. Girls basketball, the Entringer Classic today in Coleman. Iroquois Lake Preston plays Duel. DeSmit plays Baltic. Boys basketball today, Howard at Wessington Springs. Wrestling, Huron girls are at the Madison Invitational. Huron JV and some varsity go to an invite in Plankinton. Boys hockey, Watertown is at Huron, and that is the rundown of our local schedule. Couple of announcements to pass along. Huron Tiger Girls Basketball has a fundraiser coming up Tuesday night at Godfather's. A portion of the day's receipts will be donated to the Tiger Girls Basketball program, and coaches and team members will also be on hand in the evening to bus tables as well. And again, a fundraiser for Huron Tiger Girls Basketball. 1 week from today, it's the annual Huron Hockey Association Alumni Game. That's Saturday, December 23rd. That's for all former All-Stars. Of course, many will be back in town for the holiday. Rink will open at 6 o'clock. The game begins at 7. There will be 3 25-minute periods. If you graduated in an odd-numbered year, wear a dark jersey. If you graduated in an even-numbered year, wear a light jersey. And again, that is next Saturday here on Hockey Association Alumni Game. And basketball coaches Cody Kaufman and Tim Budenhagen, the Dakota Sports Saturday Show will begin at about 7 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. We'll start things off with Huron Tiger girls basketball coach Cody Kaufman. Tigers lose by 4 last night to Rapid City Central. Turn around and play a quick afternoon game today. Now with Rapid City Stevens, the Rapid City weekend. And coach, last night, one of those frustrations, I guess, Tuesday, which we'll get to against Brookings. You saw pretty much everything you thought and wanted to get out of this team. Wanted to carry it over last night, but just didn't happen. Give Rapid City Central credit. Their sticky defense, their frantic pace, just we got into what they wanted to do.
Yeah, you know, and they got us sped up on the offensive end. They got us sped up on the defensive end. You know, more so on the offensive end where we didn't execute our, you know, what the plays we were supposed to run and you know, and the, you know, we didn't get the shots that we were looking for. So, they sped us up, absolutely credit to them, especially on the offensive end. Then we took quick shots, you know, or we turned the ball over and then they're running back towards us and they're tough to stop, you know, on the fast break. And they got some easy layups and got going, especially in that second quarter. And we had a tough time stopping them.
And as you always say, defensively, you want to take away what the other team wants to do. And Rapid City Central did a pretty good job of that, too. Just two made threes. And especially in the first half, we were having trouble even getting a three off, more or less connecting on one.
Yeah, you know, so it's kind of, you know, if you look through the stats of the first four games, you know, the games that we've struggled, you know, against Yankton, we shot 5% from the three-point line. Last night we shot 15% from the three-point line. I think it was 2 of 13 or 2 of 14 last night. So, you know, but those are the things that we got to get better at. I thought our looks were pretty good last night. The difference was in the first half, we didn't capitalize on getting the ball inside and getting some post touches and then kicking out and, you know, making it an open three or driving and kicking and, you know, and then finding one more and knocking down a shot. We were all just standing and watching, not running our plays, not setting screens, not again executing our offense. And when we don't do that, then it's tough because everybody's standing and watching. And then we got to throw up a shot with 8 seconds left in the shot clock, and it's probably not the shot you're looking for when you get to the end of the shot clock.
Now go back to Brookings on Tuesday, and as I said at the beginning, you saw everything you wanted to see out of this team. Ended up with a 20-point win, pretty much controlled the game there as it wore on. We had three in double figures, hit some threes, able to get some inside points. You know, we do start two six-footers, and you know, and that's where if we can get the inside-out game going, and sometimes the girls just need to understand that because, you know, our girls' basketball program for a long time always hasn't had this kind of height. And you realize if you can get some inside looks, that opens up the outside as well.
Well, the key to Tuesday night was balance, right? Like you said, we had three in double figures, one with nine. So the balance was there. You know, I thought that on Tuesday, you know, there was a confidence level that was high for, you know, everybody that played in that game. You know, everybody, when they got that basketball, they were attacking and knew what to do with the ball and weren't second-guessing themselves and making their teammates better. I didn't see that last night. And you know, yes, there's a different style of play, but there wasn't anything that they couldn't have done that last night that they didn't do Tuesday night. And that was what I kept trying to reiterate. It was like, we got to have confidence in one another. We got to stick together. We got to encourage each other. We got to be in attack mode when we have the ball, you know, to make it easier on Hampton, to make it easier on Hilton, to get those open looks from the outside, but also so that way we can dump down to Lizzie in the post. You know, we do a really good job when we're in an attack mode of getting to the rim and dumping down and laying it off for Lizzie and laying the ball up. You know, she's not as much of a back-to-the-basket post player as she is catching it and laying it in, pick-and-roll type of stuff. You know, when we executed our pick-and-roll offense that we call Arrow last night, you can see when we swung the ball two, three, four times, we got a layup every time. It was when we wanted to ad-lib off of it, you know, and make it so that we only did one screen and tried to throw it or did something else with it, then that's when we struggled to score. So we got to have everybody's got to have the confidence in one another. Everyone's got to have the confidence in themselves. I mean, it's like I tell the girls all the time, I'm not putting you in there if I don't have the confidence in you. So if you're in the game, I have the confidence and your abilities to do what's expected of you. And I just didn't see that confidence and that, you know, and that togetherness last night.
You know, and it goes back, and, you know, we're four games in now, so it becomes a little bit less of, should be a little bit less of an issue, but outside of Hampton, starting since late in her freshman year, and Hilton, who played starter minutes last year off the bench, you know, not a lot of varsity experience on the floor, but again, we're four games in now. I think Coach Hay for the Central boys last night said that, you know, they're an inexperienced team, but I told the boys, you know what, we have started playing, you're varsity players now, we can't use that excuse anymore.
Yeah, you know, and I would definitely agree with that because especially with us, I mean, we've kind of seen every end of the spectrum now, right? I mean, we started slow against Yankton, battled back, you know, didn't get, you know, close enough to try and get a win. We jumped out big against Mitchell, you know, let that one slip away from us in the second half. We jumped out big against Brookings and held on, you know, and played a solid 32 minutes. And then last night, same type of thing. Started slow and so did they. You know, in the middle quarters, we let them pull away a little bit and battled back to got it to a 2-point game. You know, so we've kind of seen everything, and we've also seen every pace. You know, like we saw extremely fast pace last night. You know, Brookings was a little slower pace. So we're to the point now where, you know, where we've seen everything. I don't think that inexperience is necessarily can be a factor at this point. But the biggest thing is like I said, is who shows up on a consistent basis, you know, and what we get consistently out of everybody that's going to make a difference on whether we win or lose a basketball game.
Now, Rapid City Stevens comes in today. They lost by 11 to Mitchell last night. And, you know, one thing that the name that pops out to me is because, well, she's still only a junior, but seems like she's been there forever, the Porter girl on the outside. But I know you said they're just well-rounded. They have some skilled players, and they can attack in different ways.
Yeah, and they're actually, you know, they're very skilled. The Porter girl is an extremely tough guard. She loves to get to the lane. She loves to get to the free throw line, and then as soon as you're trying to take away that drive, she'll pop a three. And I mean, she's a good 3-point shooter. She doesn't take a lot of them, but she's very good. I mean, she's definitely the key to stopping Rapid City Stevens. They got good shooters on the outside, you know, and they're young too. And they started some, you know, they bring back some pretty good experience, but they only start one senior. I think two juniors and two sophomores, I believe. So, you know, so they're also young and they're still learning a little bit. They lost some pretty good seniors from last year's state tournament team, you know, so they're learning a little bit. You can tell that they're still trying to feel their way. And then they have, you know, they got in a good post transfer from, you know, from a lower level. So they're going to be really good. They're struggling a little bit right now, but it's a completely different or completely opposite team of what we saw last night. You know, they want to play, they want to get up and down a little bit, but it's not as, you know, Roadrunner speed like Rapid City Central was. So different challenges today, but the bottom line is it doesn't matter what the other, you know, what the opponent's doing, what they're coming in with. If we don't execute, if we don't, you know, do the things that we're supposed to do, then we're going to be in for a long night.
And finally here, defend the arena. I kind of thought about that after we were done last night. 1-0 on the road, 0-3 at home. Let's get something back in the arena.
Well, and that was the conversation we had last night, right? And I'm not sure what kind of vibe I've brought to the arena, but I think last year we only won two games in the arena. We won, you know, one in the middle school, and I think we won two in the arena. I think we were 2-7 or something last year, or 2-6 last year in the arena, and here we are 0-3 in the arena again. So, yeah, we got to – I mean, you know, that's where we should be comfortable, and that's where we should shoot the ball well, and we've shot the ball well on the road and haven't shot the ball well at home. So, don't know if that's, you know, nerves in front of a big crowd or what that is. But
or like the bus trip.
Well, yeah, you know, yeah. That's what – you know, that was actually the joke when we got home from Brookings to the bus driver is – pick us up on Friday and drive us around and drop us off at the arena. So we got to figure out how to get through that part of it, you know, and get a win in Huron. The girls deserve a win at the arena because they work hard and, you know, I'm biased, but that's the best place in this state to play a basketball game. So we got to figure out how to get a win.
Oh, and one last thing, too. We have a fundraiser coming up on Tuesday. Wanted to mention that.
Yeah, so Tuesday night we're doing our annual Godfathers you know, fundraiser. So half the proceeds, I believe, I'm not sure exactly the percentage, but all day at Godfathers will go to the Huron girls basketball team. The girls will be there from 5 to 7 on Tuesday night. So, bussing tables, just greeting people, saying hello, telling you thanks for your support. So, come out to Godfathers on Tuesday and, you know, have them cook you a meal and support the Huron girls basketball team.
Cody Kaufman, head coach here on Tiger Girls. Again, afternoon basketball today, and getting that schedule, just to reiterate, 10 o'clock JV gets underway. Girls at the middle school, boys at the arena. Hope is to have the girls varsity tipped off at 12:30, followed by the boys. Both games on the air on Tiger 95. Here on Tiger Boys, coming up next, they picked up a win tonight. We'll hear from Coach Bud next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
We're here with Rich Bragg from Slumberland Furniture in Huron. And Rich, let's talk about the big clearance sale going on right now. Great savings for your customers.
All year long, we've had a lot of our vendor partners and our own warehouse and our own show floor that are overstocked with some of the things coming out of COVID and a lot of other situations where there's some good deals to be had out there. And so we've been snapping up a lot of that overstock whenever we can. Good for you as a customer is you can come in up to 80% off on our clearance items. Really everything from mattresses, chairs, dining room tables, living room sets, tables, and it's constantly refreshing. We've got new things coming in from the back room. We've got new things that are getting discounted every single day, and you can get up to 80% off. You can take that stuff home right away, so no waiting. Anything you see, if it's a clearance item, you can take it immediately. You can combine those discounted prices still with our interest-free financing.
Now, just so people know, let's talk about your hours and your location.
We are excited to be down in our new location, just one block north of Walmart, and we're open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, 1 till 4.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Next up here on Tiger Basketball on Dakota Sports Saturday, Tiger boys 2-0 wins on the road Tuesday at Brookings, and then last night at home with Rapid City Central, joined by Huron Tiger head coach Tim Budenhagen. And first, let's go to Tuesday's win over Brookings. Bud, Brookings had a six-point lead there in the first half. We took the lead, though, by the end of the half and just felt like we had Brookings in catch-up mode the rest of the way.
Yeah, I thought our defense was really good on Tuesday night. We were able to force 10 deflections, and I think we had 10 steals, so that's 20. That's 20 extra possessions that you should get. I thought we did a nice job on offensive boards. We got 12 of those and only gave up four. Those are the things that we look at for hustle plays, and I thought we did an outstanding job with those things.
Yeah, I think it kind of stood out, too, in my stats. I think we took 18 more shots from the field than they did, and you know, we were just getting them to turn the ball over.
Right, and that's with the deflections and the offensive rebounds. We didn't hit very many threes, I think two the whole night. But when you get the offensive rebounds, you get second and third shots. Now that kind of patches up your shooting woes. So we got to continue to hit the offensive boards. We got to continue to hit the attack the basket, get to the free throw line, because we're shooting 77% from the free throw line. Those are the things that we got to continue to do. But the main thing is our defense has got to ignite our offense.
You know, Blake Elwine, 20 points, 14 rebounds, maybe gave us a peek there. And most importantly, I think it's been a while since we've had a boy grab 14 rebounds in a game.
Yeah, he just needs that confidence. I think, you know, he's played a lot of basketball, but the confidence is a big thing. All of a sudden you see the ball go in, you're dominating on the boards, and you start feeling a little bit comfortable, so the game gets easier for you. Anderson pulled down 10 as well on Tuesday night, so both those guys had a double-double, so it's kind of nice that we have that 1-2 punch, especially on the boards.
You know, and that's a sophomore and a freshman, so give credit to the senior class. You know, these guys have brought them in.
Absolutely. You know, our seniors have done a nice job leadership-wise, leading by example. They don't really talk. They don't talk a lot, but they do lead by example, so it's very appreciative. And they got to continue to do that. We just got to continue to battle, do the little things right, the little things that are going to make a big difference. Gavin led us in steals with 5 or 6. CJ had 5. So, I mean, those guys are just doing the little things in order for us to succeed.
Last night, a slow start, but the Tigers took control in the second quarter and cruised to a 53-27 win over Rapid City Central. By slow start, it was 5-1 at the end of the first quarter in favor of Huron, but then Huron extended the lead quickly in the second quarter, took control, and went on to the win. Shots weren't falling all night last night. Even the Tigers struggled some from the free throw line, but Budenhagen said on the post-game show last night, you can play defense, and that's exactly what the boys did.
The defense ignited our offense, and fortunately we're able to hit some layups, get some free throws early to push it to 5-0, and I think it went 5-3, and then finally we established ourselves. We started hitting some shots, got the ball to drop. The guys then felt confident, and again, our defense was, I thought, was tremendous. Our hustle, our active hands on defense, trying to take them out of what they wanted to do. Two does a lot of their ball handling. We took it out of his hands. 23, I mean, he's a good straight line driver, likes to get to the rim. We kind of made it difficult for him to score. And then the other guys feed off those two. So if you can take those two away, then nights like this will happen. But fortunately, you know, we were able to score the ball.
You know, defensively in the first quarter, we, you know, I had C.J. Gainey about 5 steals just in the first quarter alone. The problem was we weren't converting that into points. But then second quarter, it was Blake Elwine. He was playing the point of that press, and they were trying to throw over him, and he had 2 or 3 steals just doing that. And obviously that's something teams are going to have to get used to, and that's a pretty good weapon defensively in that trap.
Well, it is, because Blake's tall, and he reads, and he's got a high basketball IQ, so he anticipates really well. And that's why we have him there, because usually put your big guy deep, and then all of a sudden you get transition, and then they're a non-factor. This way, he's a factor in the transition. We got good athletes in the back that they can get the balls, and then we can push the ball up on the pass. If we can, he posts up in that instance. So we got him around the basket, close to the basket, just for that case.
The only problem was we weren't always making those point-blank shots, as I said, when you came up. The good news was you gave up 1 point in the first quarter. The bad news was you were only up by four.
I know. I thought it was going to be 0-0. I thought both teams were going to get shut out. But fortunately, the basket opened up a little bit for us. And then free throws. You know, we're coming into the game shooting 78% from the free throw line. And that was difficult for us. You know, it's an easy game. You make all your layups. You rebound the ball, you make your free throws, you should win every game, but it was like pulling teeth. It was painful to watch for a while until we really got going and stuck those layups in the basket.
Now, the other good things about it, too, I think anybody who had a quarter got into the game. That's important with the turnaround, getting Stevens in the afternoon on a Saturday. So everybody got in chance. I think I had us with 9 guys scoring. So those are all positives. A lot of guys got their first varsity action. Many got their first points in a varsity game as well.
Absolutely. You know, you take a look at those guys. Those guys that came in, they were on the floor. They were tipping balls. They were getting after it. They were talking on defense. We didn't want them to get to, we said that they can't get to 30. Our guys, you know, most of the time when you get in at that time, they want to just shoot the ball and not play any D. But our guys down here, again, made every basket a tough one, got to the glass, kicked it and ran, got some easy baskets. You know, they got to have some fun too because they worked their tail off in practice. You know, I got nothing but good things to say about our defense and the way the guys stuck together, hung together, went to the offensive rebound when things weren't going well, and were able to grit out a win.
I do have to make an apology to Holden Haig. I thought he got teed up, but it was just intentional foul, I was told.
Yeah, I believe so. I didn't see what happened. I believe it was just an intentional foul. So, you know, we'll get that. We got that addressed. He understands.
And he'll probably do it again because I've watched how he plays.
Yeah, he's physical. So we're going to need that because Rapid City Stevens got two guys on the inside, awfully physical. So, yeah, he'll have his work cut out for him.
Now, you know, you got so many guys that can motor the thing. We talked about CJ, talked about Blake there, and you know, Colton McNeil comes in with energy. I got to give a salute, though, to Gavin Moding. I had him as our only double-figure scorer for the game, and you know, and he's not really looking to score, so that's just kind of a bonus when you get points out of him. But he and CJ are almost, when it comes to the how we play defensively, he and CJ are pretty much interchangeable.
They are, and Gavin's a glue guy where, you know, like you said, he handles the ball a lot. He tries to get us into our offense, get it into our sets. Defensively, he draws one of the better guards each and every game, he and CJ. And then those guys get deflections and they get steals. You know, the Brookings, I know that Gavin had 5 and CJ had 6 steals. That's 11 steals between the two of those guys. That leads to a lot of transition points. I don't know how many they had. I didn't look at the stats, but they had a great night.
Now, Stevens comes in and lost by 11 to Mitchell. I think it was 52-41, the final. It's got a report on Stevens, and of course, he got the quick turnaround, but it's always like this on Black Hills weekends.
Yeah, it is. They're athletic. They shoot the ball awfully. 11 shoots the ball awfully well. Every other guy that they have is athletic. It kind of reminds me of Mitchell because they like to slow it down. They like to run a lot of sets, get it into White Woman, and then they cut off of him off that action. And then they bring a couple nice guards that can really fill it up off the bench. So it's going to be a test for us. We're going to have to pass the ball a lot better because they're athletic. They like to tip passes. They like to get into you, be physical with you. So hopefully we shoot the ball a little bit better, and then we can defend our basket like we did.
Well, wrap it up last night. Really, you can peg the win on defense, and even Brookings as well. Defense got the offense going, and as the old basketball cliche goes, if the ball isn't going in, some nights you're not going to be that sharp shooting the ball or getting into your offense, but you can always play defense. You can always play defense hard. You can always play defense well, and I think you can credit that certainly last night and even back to Tuesday. Boys have played defense well, and boy, that helps carry a team.
Yeah, you know, then we took that page out of book. Mitchell last year, Yankton. I mean, they were just tough, hard-nosed kids, and they had a lot of toughness. They got to the state championship game. Not saying that, you know, we're going to get there, but this is how you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to defend. You got to make every basket a tough basket, and then you got to push down the other end of the court, because there's always one guy that doesn't want to get back, and we got to find that guy and get some easy baskets.
Kim Budnagan, head coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball. Again, both girls and boys at it today. Early start time, quick turnaround. So, again, the schedule, I think there's the schedule is out there, and there's a few errors in it. But the schedule is JV games start at 10 o'clock this morning. The boys are at the arena. The girls are at the middle school gym. And the hope is that the girls' varsity tips off at about 12:30. Then that will be followed up by the boys. And, of course, both games on the air on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. We talk some here on Tiger Wrestling next on Dakota Sports KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk here on Tiger Girls Wrestling. Head coach Drew Strand joins us. Talk to him before the Mitchell match on Thursday night, the Mitchell duel. And coach, for just 2 weeks into the season, the girls have gotten in a lot of wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of dove right into it. We started practice out, and it's been just a huge benefit just to be able to have our own separate room and kind of go at our own pace with all these new girls. But they've done a fantastic job of just jumping in and really starting and getting a feel for what wrestling is for some of these girls.
You know, and especially going out to Rapid City last week, just like the boys, there's a ton of wrestlers there. There's a lot of quality out there. So as much as anything, getting some experience, and the fact that Shaylee Saw did a place was a nice little bonus as well.
Yep. I mean, unfortunately, she wanted to do a little better than she could have. But, you know, fantastic of just going out there. Like you said, there's so many teams out there. Probably the biggest tournament in the state, you know, so just to being out there to get things like that and understand those things, just huge benefit for our girls. And it would have been nice. We had four girls make it into Saturday, and I know a lot of people don't even make it into day two out there. So just an all-around good tournament and good experience for our girls.
And in dueling Mitchell on Thursday, I had to feel good about the fact, you know, first off, you won the duel, and also were able to put really a true duel. Both sides obviously had some open weights, but that happens with the boys as well. But it just shows we're getting more girls in, and across the state, the same situation.
You know, once girls gets into it, you know, like I told Gott this year, I go, there's ways that we could kind of bump girls around to kind of fill the whole thing if we wanted to win a team duel. But for right now, girls are just individual, and the duels really don't matter anything to us not having a duels tournament. So hopefully one day in the future they'll get those team duels for girls, and we'll have that competitiveness just like it happens for boys.
And Thursday night it was a Huron-Mitchell duel, but McCook Central Montrose brought a girl over. They're just looking for chances to give their girl a chance to compete a bit, and she got a match in against both a Huron and Mitchell girl, and that's what you got to do to help grow the sport.
Yeah, I mean, they're just trying to find matches, and, you know, it's nice to be able to. You know, unfortunately, we don't have a girl that weighs 120 pounds to go with her, but, you know, moving our girls around to give them experience and see what it's like. So, you know, just all around, just that's what girls is going to have to do right now, just support one another and just keep moving forward.
Talk to Coach Strand both before and after the duel Thursday night against the Mitchell Colonels. Tigers coming out with a 30-24 win. Of course, there were a few forfeits on both sides as girls' teams, for the most part, still struggling to get a complete lineup in, but getting a little closer to where you can actually can come out and wrestle and call it a duel. And also wrestling at the Mitchell High School gym. Granted, might be the last time we wrestle in that facility. It's going to be replaced by a new facility, hopefully, by this time
time in 2 years when Huron goes back there. But Coach Tran talked about being able to compete under that atmosphere. It's loud, it's warm, it's a different type of atmosphere at the Mitchell High School gym.
Yep, I mean, they came out here ready to go, and it was just their first duel for these girls in that kind of environment, so it's really cool for those girls to experience that and kind of see how a duel works, and it's always nice to come away with a couple wins.
You know, and that's where we're starting to see the growth in girls wrestling some, because we are getting true duels. Obviously, we didn't fill all the weights, had some forfeits, but again, you're getting to the point now where both sides have enough girls where you can call it a duel.
Yep, I mean, we're getting to that point where we can almost fill teams, and I think, you know, if a couple of us and even other teams, you know, we can move girls around to kind of fill it, but, you know, unfortunately, you know, we got a lot of new girls that we still have to build into wrestling, and, you know, soon, hopefully, even by the end of this year, hopefully, we'll be able to move girls around and hopefully only having a couple open weights instead of four around there.
Well, the two pins were not two at 107 and Say Glay at 138, and both were almost first 30 seconds, so quick pins, and, you know, that just means the girls came out aggressive.
Yep, I mean, that's what kind of we preach right now, is just coming out aggressive no matter who you're going up against, you know, just kind of fight your own fight and do the things that you can control, and, you know, we're really just kind of starting out with the basics, and, you know, the most basic thing is you can control how tough you are out on the mat.
And, you know, just specifically, how much experience do you have? There's some names I recognize, some names I don't hear. It's like Caitlin Flory, Caitlin Bowden. I recognize those names. They didn't get to wrestle, took forfeits. Shaylee Saw, of course, has had a nice run here so far as well. But I think it almost seems like you don't have much in between. You're either experienced or you're not experienced.
Yep. We kind of knew going into this year it was going to be kind of a rebuild. But, you know, it was good to keep the five girls that we had last year, and they're still here. And then the rest are just all newcomers, you know. So, you know, it's awesome that there's all freshmen coming out, and they'll get some years, you know, as long as we can keep them out and keep on learning the sport. And then I actually had a couple more girls come into the wrestling room the other day and ask me if they could join too. So, you know, the more people we have, the better we're going to be. And just practice-wise and learning-wise, you know, just have more people in the wrestling room.
And looking at what's coming up here on the schedule now.
Girls will go to Madison on Saturday for a little girls tournament there. And then we'll go to Harrisburg Tuesday, and then we'll have Christmas break and come back with Brandon Valley. You know, so a lot of wrestling coming up for us. It was awesome. Our girls got to go out to Rapid City and experience a tournament like that, you know, for a lot of our new girls. So, you know, we're just trying to continue to build them up and continue to get them girls to grow. And hopefully by the end of the season, you know, some of them will get to experience the state tournament as well.
Drew Strand, the head coach here on Tiger Girls Wrestling, comments before and after the duel Thursday night at the Mitchell High School gym. Tigers pulling out the duel win 30-24. More wrestling coming up. We'll talk to Coach Matt Goth as well, head coach here on Tiger Boys Wrestling. This is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're here with Rich Bragg from Slumberland Furniture in Huron. And Rich, let's talk about the big clearance sale going on right now. Great savings for your customers.
All year long, we've had a lot of our vendor partners and our own warehouse and our own show floor that are overstocked with some of the things coming out of COVID and a lot of other situations where there's some good deals to be had out there. And so we've been snapping up a lot of that overstock whenever we can. Good for you as a customer is you can come in up to 80% off on our clearance items. Really everything from mattresses, chairs, dining room tables, living room sets, tables, and it's constantly refreshing. We've got new things coming in from the back room. We've got new things that are getting discounted every single day, and you can get up to 80% off. You can take that stuff home right away, so no waiting. Anything you see, if it's a clearance item, you can take it immediately. You can combine those discounted prices still with our interest-free financing.
Now, just so people know, let's talk about your hours and your location.
We are excited to be down in our new location, just one block north of Walmart, and we're open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturday 10 to 5, and Sunday 1 till 4.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Good morning. We wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday by talking here on Tiger Boys Wrestling now with head coach Matt Goff. Been a fast and furious start to the season, going back to the Watertown duels 2 weeks ago, Rapid City invite last week, and now Mitchell duel on Thursday. And coach, let's just see what this early part of the season, as I said, it's been busy, but you've definitely got some opinions. What have you seen so far this season?
Overall, we've been wrestling pretty good. We have some inexperienced kids getting varsity matches, which is good. Wrestled some pretty tough teams when we were in Watertown, and then moving out to Rapid with 40-some teams out there, we really got a good taste of where we're at right now, just looking to improve as the season goes, and hopefully we get our guys some quality matches here so we can keep improving and get ready for the push after Christmas break.
Now, Rapid City, Moses Gross did win a title there, and really that was the objective. You knew he would, you knew it would be tough just because it's such tough competition, but you knew he'd have a chance.
Yep, Moses wrestled a good tournament, wrestled another state champion in the finals, and I was able to come out on top in a close match. Other than that, we had some other kids wrestle deep into the tournament. Brian Ramirez was a match away from placing, and Lado So also placed on JV. So we had some kids make it deep into match, into the tournament on a very tough tournament like Rapid, where you're 30-some guys start the day, and only eight are placing. So happy where we were to see some of the growth there.
You know, and before that Rapid City invite, I have to mention, too, you did have some duels there, including a couple of Sioux Falls schools that you normally don't see. It was kind of nice you're able to put that together.
Yeah, I usually wrestle Stevens and Central, but they moved us to two Sioux Falls schools that we don't see, so it was nice to get some competition like that out there. We dropped a close one to Sioux Falls Jefferson, which is a solid team this year, and we beat Roosevelt, so it was good to see new competition that we don't usually see throughout the year.
And then just talk about your lineup. Some we mentioned a couple of guys already, but overall, you mentioned right at the beginning, there is a lot of inexperience. It's good just to get kids a lot of matches here early on.
Yeah, so we're starting off with Carter Nelson at 106. He's a freshman. He's a small 106-pounder, just starting to fill that weight. He's still a little small, and hopefully we have a couple of good matches. He dropped a couple close ones to some rated kids early this year, which I think we can get back with a little bit more experience. Ryder Schlitzlag is at 113 for us. Hopefully he has two varsity wins this year, and hopefully we can add on to that. Creighton, his brother's up at 120. He wrestled well last year, was an alternate for the state tournament, and hopefully we get him rolling later in the year. Brady Meyer, a state qualifier, is at 126. Had a win against Mitchell earlier this year. Aiden Zavetsky's at 138. He's a senior. He's been with us for 4 years now, wrestling on varsity. He's really starting to show. He's another one that wrestled deep into the tournament at Rapid. Lado So, he wrestled JV 150 at the Rapid invite and placed, and now able to get down to 144, so hopefully we get some wins early on with him. Moses will be at 150. Hopefully he can get us rolling for the back half of the duel. Griffin Storm, another junior, getting some varsity experience. Ryan Flory also getting varsity experience this year. Char Serb at 175 is rated right now in the state. Brian Ramirez, state place winner from last year, is down at 215 this year. And Sir Wah is wrestling heavyweight this year.
Huron did pick up the dual win over Mitchell, 46-30 on Thursday night. Second dual win over the Colonels here in this young season. Talked to Coach Goth some in the post-match on Thursday night. And first thing, every other year they duel down in Mitchell. Might be the last time they duel in the Mitchell High School gym, as they'll hopefully have their new facility ready to go by the time the Tigers return to Mitchell for a duel in 2 years. But Coach, just talk about there. It's loud. It's warm. It is a good atmosphere for a wrestling duel.
Yeah, it's one of the loudest places you'll wrestle. It's a small gym, and it just echoes in here. It's pretty fun to come here and wrestle.
And as you look at the results, I guess really Carter Nelson, give him credit, the freshman, first year in the varsity lineup. He's your 106-pounder. You talked about him before the season, saying that's a kid to watch. And he started things off with not only a win, but a convincing win, 11-2. And that was against the Savini kid that he actually lost to in Watertown. So, boy, when you see kids learn, that really makes you happy.
Yeah, he bounced back after that loss and really wrestled a hard match, and he kept looking for points even in the third period, which is what we're looking for from our young guys, not to just ride out and settle for a win, go get those bonus points, which come up big in duels.
And as you look down, you know, we had a lot of Brady Meyer, Aiden Zavesky, Lado So, all had pins. Ryan Flory, a very fast pin. Brian Ramirez, a very slow pin. But bottom line is, I know Coach McCarty, your predecessor, always said, get those bonus points. We want pins.
Yep, those guys went out there. They wrestled hard. Some of those matches we had won earlier in the year, and some of those we hadn't seen them yet. So it was good to get some wins over a region opponent and another ESD school. Brady Meyer with another win over the same opponent he beat earlier this year. Aiden had a good win over a new kid. Lob, with his first time being down at 144, looked pretty good. And Moses picked up a forfeit. Then Ryan Flory came out with a big headlock early on and got a pin at a weight class up above where he wrestled. Oh, no, we wrestled the same. Never mind. We didn't bump him. And then Brian just weathered the storm. We got the kid tired, and we went and got the fall in the third period.
Brian Chumley, I think he didn't do much sports till he got to high school, football, wrestling, whatever. You know, he's a thrower in track as well, and, you know, he's just one of those guys. But, you know, he came by right before we started the interview saying, pick me, pick me. He knew exactly what he was talking about. You know, he's one of those guys that's just fun to have on the mat, and plus a nice win for him and really a match that was so slow going until it wasn't.
Yeah, he's one of those guys on our team that's involved in a lot of things. He's also in band, student council. We have a lot of guys that do the multiple things, not just sports. So it's pretty exciting to see these guys have success in lots of different things and grow as individuals.
And overall, you know, you had to be happy with what went. We mentioned Ryan Flory with the quick pin. Aiden Earhart kind of threw him in there at the last second. And when you're rolling the lineup there to fill in one of those open spots, I assume. And, you know, he competed very well against Kopp until kind of just ran out of gas there.
Yeah, we kind of threw him. He'll be eventually down at 144, so he's just kind of a little undersized for 150. One of those guys who's wrestled for a long time is kind of coming into his body and starting to wrestle pretty well for us. Hopefully in the next couple years we see him step up into the varsity lineup more often.
So now as we look ahead, was it Plankinton on Saturday where you take a bunch of JV guys? I can't remember the schedule.
Yeah, we go to Plankinton on Saturday. We take JV and we'll bring some of our younger varsity guys. And then we got a JV meet in Salem on Monday. And then we go to Aberdeen on Tuesday to round up the first half of our season.
So overall, you're not quite 2 weeks in, but it feels like you've had a month worth of wrestling in already with everything you did and the great competition you had. And for a young and experienced team, you're seeing some positive signs here.
Yep, some of our young guys who've wrestled through the youth program are really starting to show, and we've had a lot of matches early on. I think Moses has over 12 matches already, so we're really getting this experience early, and hopefully we can continue growing throughout the season.
Matt Goth, you're on Tiger Boys Wrestling Coach. Comments he made before and after the Duel Thursday, which was a victory for the boys down in Mitchell. JV and some varsity are going to Plankinton Tournament, Mount Vernon Plankinton Tournament today. Girls are headed to Madison for a varsity meet as well. And Monday, Tuesday, and then they pretty much wrap things up for Christmas and wait beyond the holidays before they come back for the new year. That'll wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday for today. Territorial Rodeo Update is up next, brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.